investors come with all sorts of approaches, backgrounds, requirements. But the one thing that I've noticed with all the investors I've worked with is that they are quite impatient. They've heard so many pitches before and can almost anticipate how the pitch is going to unfold, what the unique selling proposition is that the entrepreneur is going to try and convince us of. A big mistake that I see with entrepreneurs who are pitching to investors is that they try keep the aha moment, the big reveal, till the end. The problem with that approach is that the investor loses patience and loses concentration. And by the time the aha moment, the big reveal, is presented, the investor is either not interested or doesn't have the ability to reverse back and connect the dots. My strong suggestion to anyone who's pitching, especially when there is something really novel and unique to that business, is to try and either demonstrate or illustrate the problem and the solution relatively early on in the pitch. This allows then the argument for the opportunity and the argument for your ability to deliver on that opportunity, and your argument on how to mitigate risks relating to the opportunity, much easier to relate to for the investor, because there's a reference point that they now can use. What this does is allows the investor to follow your argument in a practical, referenced way rather than in a conceptual way as you are building an argument about what the opportunity is, what the problem is, what the ability to deliver and risk mitigants are relating to something that you're only going to reveal a few sentences later. Do not save the best for last. Ensure you deliver the aha moment early in the pitch.